What are big concerns playing a team that should be so desperate, should be fighting for their playoff lives? You've coached those teams, but you've also had a good run where you've played against those teams in the last 10-game stretch of a season. What do you have to worry about tonight more than anything?
I think for us, they're harder games than when you're sitting there playing against a team that's equal to you in the standings, because you're seeing efforts from players that I don't want to say are uncommon, but when we played against Philadelphia, they played at such an emotional pitch. You know, there was some bizarreness to the games at times, because probably some teams like that are guilty of overworking. But I think the big key for us is playing against a team like Toronto is when they're feeling it offensively and they're feeling it in their transition, they're as good as anybody in the National Hockey League. So our game is not built that way, and for us to be effective, we've got to try to frustrate them as much as we can and take them out of that transition game that they're so good at.
At the end of the day, people say things like a president's trophy is overrated. It all comes down to what you do in the postseason. But, you know, day to day and trying to keep your guys motivated, do you set that out as a goal? You know, finishing first overall in the NHL, because right now it's right there for you.
Yeah, I think it really validates. Like, you know, you get into playoffs, one team wins the championship, but you've got to have reasons to validate 8 months of hard work, and the President's Trophy does that. And you know, there's four or five teams that are thinking the same way. But to me, it's not just that wanting to have a goal; it's wanting to validate all the work you put in during the year. And for us, we've put in, you know, we've put in a lot of work, and we've been able to manage our players pretty well with all the players we had in the Olympics. And I think our players want to win that trophy, because it shows that for the regular season we were the best team. And I think also we know the playoffs are a different animal and anything can happen, but our players want to see reward for their work. And what I was surprised by, guys, is on our whole team, we've got two players on our whole team who have won a President's Trophy. So I think just the feel-good part of that and knowing that you've accomplished something and before you get into the playoffs is a good feeling for our whole team to have.
You add Ryan Miller at the trade deadline or a little bit before, and but from an outside perspective, Ken, it looks like he's just come in seamlessly and played well. What has been your grade on Miller so far?
You know what? It was not only Miller, it was Steve Ott. We felt we needed a really gritty, knowing what's ahead of us and how good the teams are and how much depth there is up front on a lot of teams. We felt like we needed to add a guy like Steve Ott. So it was kind of Miller and Ott. I think Ryan has played really well, but it's been a major adjustment for him. Not only the way we play as opposed to the way Buffalo plays, and also the inactivity that goes on when you play for us. So there's long stretches where you don't see any action, and then there's a flurry of action. And I think that's been a big adjustment for Ryan, is that, you know, we block a lot of shots and we get in a lot of lanes where some teams allow the goaltender to see the puck. And so I think that's been an adjustment. And I think Ryan's learning to play probably a little bit more passive when he plays for us, knowing that we're going to take some of the shooting lanes that some other coaches allow their players. They want the goalie seeing that lane. And so I think we're still in that adjustment phase. But I think he's such a great guy, and he's such a great competitor. And his personality and his focus has really helped us a lot. And with Steve, he's come in, and because he knows me and because he knows Doug and know some of the players on the team, he's fit in seamlessly. He's got that third line role with us. He kills penalties. He plays on the second unit on the power play. So he's found a really good niche with our team right here.
St. Louis head coach Ken Hitchcock joining us, of course, a Stanley Cup champion, of course, an Olympic gold medal winner from this past year, and he's won it previously. Going over to Sochi and doing it. Blues at Leafs tonight on Sportsnet. I want to ask you about Alex Steen. People know him here well, and he got off to such a torrid start, and he wasn't going to score 80 goals in 80 games. So he's cool, but part of that is the roles that he plays for your team. He kills penalties, obviously key faceoffs, and you're scoring so balanced that there hasn't been a drop. You know, when you're leading a scorer, kind of you know, doesn't score like he did in the first 20 games. It's just a natural effect of things. He's had such a great year for you.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. This is the first time in Steiner's life that he's gotten acknowledged for doing what he did early. And it's the first time he ever got checked like he's got checked.
Yeah.
He had he's had a really good anonymous career. In other words, he's been the guy doing the checking. He's been the guy doing the frustrating on the opposition. And all of a sudden, he was in the limelight. And it's been a real adjustment for Alexander. He's had to learn to try to play with people on his back all the time. And I think mentally, it's been a challenge for him, since he's got recognized for how good he's played. And I think he's just starting to feel good about himself again, where, he's learning to play in the limelight, so say. And he's handled it really well, but there's been a different focus because he's been our leading scorer and he's seen the other team's top checking defensemen. He's seen the other team's top checking forwards. And I think learning to play through that has been an adjustment. But he's starting to come around again and get the scoring chances that he did earlier in the year. But even in saying that, if he doesn't score, he helps us in so many other areas that, you know, he's an easy guy to coach. He's very professional. And, you know, he's a guy that makes our team better because he just plays so many roles for us.
Ken Hitchcock, our guest, Blues Leafs tonight on Sportsnet. Somebody really good will go out in the first round in the Western Conference. We can obviously make the argument that you've lived that before, and it's no fun. It's no fun for any coach and any team. We're going to see two California teams play each other out of the Pacific. What are you of the philosophy that anybody can lose to anybody in the first round, but then things start to indeed correct themselves, and usually the better team, how well you're playing, how healthy you are, is going to have a better crack in 2, 3, 4. But one is what you've lived the playoffs. One's as big a crapshoot as it gets, the first round.
Yeah, it is, because everybody's relatively healthy, relatively fresh. Your depth isn't as important as it is in the second, third, and fourth rounds. And I think that's a major factor. I think as you get moving along, especially in the third and fourth rounds, the deepest teams always win. Because you've got so many guys banged up and injured, you really start to rely on your back end of your lineup. And if you're not deep or not experienced or not competitive enough there, it usually shows up. But it doesn't show up in the first 2 weeks of playoffs. And that's why I know right now, I read the papers in the West every day, and I know there's teams sitting there in 5, 6, 7, 8, and even 9. They're talking about winning the Cup. They're not talking about getting in the playoffs. They're talking about the opportunity that's in front of them to win the Cup, just like we are. So this is 1 year in the West where I think anybody that gets in legitimately feels like they got a chance to win the Stanley Cup or at least get out of the West. And because I think everybody feels like it's so competitive, there's very little difference. You know, we've played a team like right now we're lined up against a team like Minnesota or Phoenix, and we've won one game against them in regulation time. Everything's gone to overtime or shootouts. So there's very, very little difference between any of those teams and us right now. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of points in extra time, and all that extra time and shootouts, they don't matter in the playoffs. So I think those teams are feeling like if it's played 5-on-5 right to the end, they got as good a chance against us as anybody.
Most road wins in the Western Conference, tied with the Rangers for first overall in the NHL, and they're at it against the Leafs tonight. Coach, we can't thank you enough for doing this, and especially on a game day. Thanks so much, and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, take care, guys.